Playing cricket in India is tough for any visiting cricket team on tour, considering the passion and skills for the game the country has long been famous for. But a number of Australia's women's cricketers have taken a detour from their usual schedule of eat, play, sleep and train. Six of the players have visited one of a growing number of centres springing up in India's westernmost Gujarat state to help victims of domestic violence. Wicketkeeper Alyssa Healy says she is grateful for the opportunity to hear firsthand what some of the women have lived through.
Fortunate enough to hear a few stories from a few local ladies regarding domestic violence and how they deal with that here and the support systems that they got in place. So it was a very eye-opening morning and something I'm very glad I got to be a part of.
The players were also able to offer their own support in small group meetings with victims and their counsellors. Oxfam Australia has partnered with Cricket Australia on the Cricket Cares program, but organisers say the talk between the players and the women at the centre was not all one way. Julie Thakadam, who works for Oxfam in India, explains.
There were also certain tips that the women gave to the women who've already faced violence here as to what they could do in their lives differently, what they should not settle for and what they could aspire to. So I think in that way it's a brilliant exchange of ideas, of perspectives.
A growing women's movement in India is challenging the patriarchal norms of the country's culture. It was something the Australian cricket team wanted to get to better understand on the visit. Healy says the visit to the centre achieved that objective.
Yeah, it was obviously a great learning experience as to, I guess, the women's movement that's happening over here and how they're trying to, better empower women and educate them on how potentially the rest of the world is dealing with these issues. So it was great for us to sit there and listen to some very brave women talk about some of their stories and, how they were dealing with things now. So it was great for us to be a part of.
By Oxfam's estimation, as many as one in three Indian women will experience some form of violence in their lifetime. The cricketers are used to getting adulation from the public and support from Cricket Australia to do what they love most. But Julie Thakadam says, without the strength of the women using the growing number of centres in India to help domestic abuse sufferers, the entire system would break down.
I was telling one of them that it's because of you strong women that we survive and we get our energy. If they weren't there, then we wouldn't be here. So I think every woman who came here and shared, intrinsically very strong, but they just need a little bit of support from the external world to be believed and to be, to encouraged in some ways to say, you can do it. And because they can do it, a whole lot of other women can.